I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
College football is lit. I've always liked college football, but this transfer portal has taken things to a new level. We're going to get into that in a second. We're also going to hear from Bill O'Brien and Andy Reid. But lines are always open on In the Loop. Call us with a good phone call. We'll let you on the air. Shout out to all the loopholes. Shout out to all the people in Houston trying to make it to Friday. And, one day away, by the way, I must add.
How about that? And by the way, I'm fully expecting at 12:40, about an hour from now, to hear about Landry's lowest point in the loop history, show history, when he you could not have been more cocky.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah. About the Hunt.
I'm just telling you, man, you don't Hines need ketchup alone. I needed the French fries. That was the mistake I made. I dipped the
sun
it with
was
the
in
tongue.
Your eyes. We just the dog ate my homework.
We just tweeted that out at Sports Radio 610. I just touched the
my
ketchup.
My grandma
with the
died.
Tongue. Yeah, you know. Yeah, some people's grandma dies like 35 times over the course of a school year. Ty, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to chime in. No, I've been listening to you guys for since way back then, and I just want to say I don't think y'all are really giving Bill O'Brien a fair shot. All of the people that y'all say are better than him going into the next season, all of them have two common denominators. They have an O-line, and they have a franchise quarterback. O'Brien just got his quarterback last year, and he's yet to get a line this year, so I think it's an unfair judgment on who's better until he get his O-line. And a lot of the plays that he called are due to his personnel, because there's sometimes when you can, okay, run a play, run up to the line. He don't have athletic linemen that can run a play, get up off the pile, run to the play, and line up and play. He don't have that type of line. So a lot of his deficiencies in play calling and all of that on the goal line, now let's start with the basic principle of having a good offensive line. And that's all I have, guys.
You can't say, oh, you're wrong. Because those other guys do have the offensive line.
Do they?
I was going to say that every team, there's no perfect team in the NFL. Every team has these, big time flaws, whether it's offense, defense, whatever. If you got a quarterback and you got enough, enough protection, and enough receivers, you can do it. The great quarterbacks make a lot of teams look good. And I just keep going back. I heard his point. It's a valid point. But all I was hearing was, yeah, but. We've heard that for 5 years. Yeah, he's a good coach, but doesn't have a quarterback. We've gone through it. Yeah, but the injuries. Yeah, but I don't, that's all I heard.
And I do feel like there's flaws on every team. I don't have like the breakdown of each offensive line, but I know the New England Patriots have been concerned about their O-line at times in the past, and they just adjusted. They did more of a quick passing thing. And I know that Deshaun Watson's not Tom Brady, but they've done that. And as far as Sean McVay, I'll give you that Drew Brees was there with Peyton. Brady was there with Belichick. Andy Reid was winning games with Alex Smith. So
correct.
Andy Reid
got to the conference finals, didn't he?
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. They lost. But Andy Reid has been doing it with multiple quarterbacks, and Jared Goff was looked at as a widely regarded failure before Sean McVay got there. So I think Sean McVay actually elevated his play a little bit, but that's neither here nor there. It's time now for the hits.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day, presented by United Rentals, the tools and equipment you need for any job. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
12:40, the think tank, by the way. It's going to be lit. Don't let John Lopez tell you what you need to and don't want to talk about it. Do whatever you want to do. Don't let J-Lo tell you what to do. But it's going to be at 12:40. Chiefs and Patriots Sunday for the AFC Championship game. Temperatures expected to be freezing. Less than 10 degrees, according to some weather reports. Bill Belichick, always a man that uses his words very well. He was asked what he thinks about the freezing temperatures in Kansas City on Sunday.
Do you mind playing in severe cold?
Love to play in a championship game. Schedule whatever you want. We'll be there.
You know what I think is vastly overrated? vastly, vastly overrated. And Bill Belichick does this as much as anybody. When he's all week long practicing out in a blizzard in New England, to quote whatever, get him accustomed, get him ready. I don't want that. I want to be in a bubble. I want to get the practice done. I want to be efficient, work your plays. These guys are professionals. They've been out in the cold. They
John,
want...
you got to go out there
no.
and at least simulate the cold.
Nope. How do you simulate being cold? You get cold.
Well, that's what they're
doing.
Does
that make you better at being cold?
They're preparing for it by being cold. Yes, it's a completely different thing. Why would they not practice outside?
I think that I know some people believe that. I think the altitude thing is real.
So you should just practice in room temperature and then all of a sudden go in a blizzard.
No, I think they should get their best practices in to prepare for the game. The best practices are not done in a blizzard because they're sliding around and everything else. Then once you get into the cold weather or the blizzard or whatever, both teams are going to be in the same weather.
But you got to be used to the footing.
Okay. Are you going to be used to the footing? Is that going to make you used to the footing?
That's basically
six, seven, eight, 10, 12
years
better.
Study for a test.
No, I'm not. I'm saying study your best. Study in a library, not in a blizzard. You know, that's what I'm saying. Get your best.
But you're never going to take a test in a blizzard. Like you got to prepare the way you want to make the preparation as realistic as the actual event
no, you
itself.
Don't. You don't. You don't.
This is your worst take.
No, absolutely not. Coaches need to get their best practices in. Their best practices in. You're not going to do that in the cold weather, in the blizzard.
The best practice is simulating a game.
No.
And if the game's going to be freezing, then you want to practice in the freezing temperature.
That's so overrated. It's so overrated. I'll fight you all day long on that. Because then you get out in the cold, and it's cold. Guess what? Do the best with what you can, but at least you're prepared.
So you're telling me if you're an AAU basketball coach, are you in the AAU Basketball Coach Hall of Fame?
I probably will be at some point.
If y'all were playing, let's say that they were having a random tournament where they were playing on the blacktop instead of in the gym. Let's say that they're playing on the blacktop. It's mm-hmm. a lot different playing on the blacktop.
Yeah, it is.
Rims are a little bit harder. Sometimes you even got the change. You're going to be slipping around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me if you were practicing leading up to that, you would not practice on the blacktop?
Nope.
Okay, y'all would get ran out the gym.
No, we wouldn't. We never get ran out of the gym. Come on. Four straight Elite Eights,
listen
Final Four.
Guy. Listen to this guy.
Come on, man. You
listen
know who you're talking to over here?
Listen to this, dude. Andy Reid, coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. I want you to tell me this because you've been covering sports for 30 years now. Does the media overlaugh a little bit at press conferences?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the forced laugh.
All right, so I want you to tell me if this Andy Reid joke deserved a laugh from the Kansas City media, or if this was one of those forced laughs that you like to talk about. This is Andy Reid talking about Pat Mahomes making the Chiefs a better team.
This is him. This is, you fake it, and the guys read right through that. So, but that's who he is and what he is. It's the same guy you guys have a chance to, matter of fact, some of you guys, he's made a better writer out of. He doesn't. I point no fingers.
That's a tweener. In a regular environment, that's probably a giggle. But in a press conference, oh, okay, I see you made it funny.
You know the best fake laugh of all time is your Jonathan Joseph.
No, I was.
Was the best. That was one of the funniest moments in show history. That and Frank Beamer saying that Mike Vick loved dogs.
But you know what it
was? 2-4 still going to be locking people down on that edge or what?
This would be the best year yet. I said it here today. Mark it down.
That is the most disrespectful thing I've ever
heard. Well, I didn't say it wasn't disrespectful. I said it was a genuine laugh.
You were literally laughing in the dude's
face. Yeah, right.
That was yeah, the right. most disrespectful.
I said it here today. Mark it down.
Okay. Well, was I wrong?
No. You're not.
But you know what it wasn't, Figgy? It was not the lowest moment in the Loop show history.
No, it was. The Kevin Johnson was.
Nope.
Do you have a Kevin Johnson, Figgy?
No,
all right, this,
come on.
All right, I want you to tell me who is more phony. We're going to play the Travis Kelce in just a second. Let's do the Travis Kelce first. What's more phony? Travis Kelce talking to white people and then African-American teammates, or John Lopez talking about Kevin Johnson when he's not there and then when he's there? Let's start with Travis Kelce talking to his white trainer on the sidelines.
Hey, can you call my mother for me from that phone right there? Can you call my mother?
I don't know if I can use it on the sideline.
And tell her that I don't want the macaroni and cheese with the regular noodles. I want the gnocchi. How do you say it, gnocchi?
Ganache.
Ganache noodles.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Yeah, not the regular noodles, the ganache noodles.
I got you.
All right, there's that.
Okay.
Now here's him with his African-American teammates and opponents.
Boom! Woo! J. Paul got hit their ass with the on their ass, boy.
Nine, how you doing there, brother?
Keep working. We working.
Can't stop y'all.
Listen, man, we're going to keep working. We're going to keep working. Hell, we keep doing this show, we groove.
Come on now, y'all. Come on now, y'all. Come on. Was you scared?
Hey, you know what? I'm going to have to just hit the weight room. I'm going to have to get the weight room. You know what? That's going to help. You making plays like that? You making money, son.
So that's Travis Kelce with his wife and then his African-American teammates. That's kind of extreme. But is it as extreme as John Lopez talking about Kevin Johnson when he's not there and then talking to him when he's right in front of him?
Kevin Johnson, .. A whole lot of suck. A whole lot of suck. What about that? I mean, everybody puts pressure on themselves, but I've been talking with these guys. Our listeners know this. I mean, this is a big year for you to play all 16 and to improve the play on the field. I mean, it's got to be something that's what you're talking about driving you.
See, that was talking about a whole lot of suck without saying a whole lot of suck. I was showing the man a little respect. I still asked him about it. You got to be in there all 16 games. You got to get better. I stand by that too. And by the way, some people agree, but some people
nobody agrees with you on that.
Let me finish. The majority are disagreeing with me.
The majority, nobody agrees with you.
They absolutely do.
Show me one. Read one.
Okay, here's the thing, though. One of the complaints.
Some people agree. Read one.
One of the complaints is you get acclimated. I'm looking on Facebook
and
message
and
right
if
now.
You're just tuning in, John Lopez says that Bill Belichick is a fraud.
I did not say that.
Is for practicing.
I said it's vastly overrated for any coach to practice
in the cold when you're going to play in the cold on
correct.
Sunday.
And I'm looking at these Facebook messages I got too regarding the topic. And somebody said, and this is kind of what most people are saying, it's called getting acclimated. When have you ever been? Have you ever gotten acclimated to sub-zero temperatures? I want a great practice or great practice week, and then once the game gets here, you do the
you
best
you gotta practice
can.
Great in the cold.
Have you ever been acclimated to cold? Have you ever like all of a sudden handled cold better at the end of the week because you went all week in cold?
You gotta practice great, and you gotta practice great in the cold because you don't know how you're gonna play in the cold, so you have to practice it so that you're used to it.
No. I want to be at my best. I want to have the best practices.
You're just
going to
die on this ledge, aren't you?
No, because it's accurate. Because it's right. It's right. I want the blacktop thing was a good example. If I play on a blacktop, I want to be prepared for everything. You know, as I'm practicing
some
in good conditions.
Some teams don't play as well in the cold, so you have to go
but
out
that's
in the cold and practice it. If you don't practice the situation, then you're not going to be good at it. You have to be ready. You have to be ready for that situation.
But if you practice in bad conditions, you're having bad practices or not your best practices. I want to be prepared for everything.
But that's going to happen. It's like, all right, that's like saying that if you're coaching a kid in basketball, you don't want him to practice left-handed shots. But
no, that's nothing
yes,
like that.
Yes, it is, because you're
no,
going to shoot left-handed.
Like that. Because that's the skill you're practicing.
You're going to shoot left-handed shots in the game. In this game that the Patriots are playing,
that's
it's
the
going
worst example ever.
It's going to be freezing. You've got to
practice
rather,
what
you're
doing you
in
this.
The game.
Let me improve on your example, because that's a horrible example. Would you rather practice left-handed shots in freezing cold weather outside in snow or indoors?
If I'm playing in freezing cold weather, then yes, I would.
No.
If
no,
I'm
no.
playing,
you
have you
would
to
never
practice,
learn.
You have to practice how the game is going to be. You have to practice what's in the game. That's why when the Texans are practicing in the bubble, even if they're going to a loud place, they're going to put the speakers up loud because they want to be prepared for the loud. That's why you practice in the cold.
And a texter who agrees with me, by the way,
what's up, Jacob?
Just brought up this point. So you're saying, Landry, then every practice should be full contact. Every practice all week long should be full contact because you're going full contact in a game.
You're not
That's
allowed
a great
to.
Example.
You're not allowed to, though. You're not allowed to
Come
practice full contact.
So you'd say they'd have better practices if they were allowed to go full contact all 5 days.
I don't know if they would have better practices because that's going to get you hurt. Now, if you were telling me that you think they're going to get pneumonia in the cold, then that would make sense because then you're talking about physically. So, yeah, physically you don't want them beating the crap out of each other every time, but there's also rules against it. Now, if you told me they're going to get pneumonia, they're going to get sick, then I could maybe 1% understand what you're saying, but you're saying that it doesn't impact how you actually play, and I think you have to play in the conditions that you're going to play in.
And Ken in Sugarland says, you don't practice in warm water for a swim in cold water. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Ask any open water swimmer. They want to learn. That's a great example, even though he thought he was criticizing me. That helps my cause. Ask any triathlete.
Ken, sit on the sidelines.
ask any triathlete. They want to get their training perfected. And then you know what? They suck it up and jump in the cold water during the triathlon.
Robert, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
John, what you would be saying is true if it was week one in the season. But, man, we're in the playoffs now. These guys need to get accustomed to digging into the snow. It's all about scheme and game plan. I mean, that's what this is about.
But let me ask you what I've asked everybody. Have you ever in your life gotten accustomed to cold weather because you were in cold weather the week before? Ever?
I think it would help if they at least got used to the footing. I think it's mostly about that, not getting used to the cold. I think it's about the footing in this game.
I don't know anybody that's ever gotten used to the cold. I mean, people in Minnesota that I went ice fishing with had more gear on than I did
but
when I went ice fishing.
But you prepare for it more.
But you're still not prepared like at your best in terms of the skills and the plays and the sets and the game plan that you're using. I think this is just real quick before we get to the caller. I think this is a classic old school mentality. This is just an old school. Well, that's
you're back being an ageist now.
Yes, back in my day. No, I think young people have been sucked into this mentality.
Listen to this, dude.
Young people like yourself are saying, well, you got to practice.
This is the first time in 155 episodes John Lopez went ageist on me.
No,
that's
no.
When you know he's back again. I'm no, back in the corner
I'm,
on a
No,
take.
I'm on the other side of it. I'm saying I'm the more, I guess, developed idea here. You know, you're saying, oh, go old school, practice in the cold.
There's
you're the old guy
school
here.
About it. It's preparing for the situation you're going to be in. That's right. Why you practice in the cold. There's nothing
Would
old school
Would you rather
about
your
it.
Kicker practice in sub-zero temperatures on ice or practice in a bubble?
What's he going to be kicking in on Sunday?
He's going to have to kick. He's going to have to be ready
if he's
to
in
kick.
The, if he's in the ice, then
no,
I want him kicking in
the he's
going
to have
ice.
To be ready to kick. Getting ready in snow and ice and slipping around is not getting ready.
Robert, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead. Save me, please.
I was just going to say, if it doesn't matter if the teams practice and get used to the cold, how come these teams like New England and Chicago, when they play in the snow and the blizzards, they always beat these warm weather teams?
No, they don't. They don't.
And my friends came from Washington and moved down here to Texas, and we were 37 degrees with all our heavy coats on. They're in shorts and a tank top laughing at us because they're used to the cold. So
I mean, but your whole premise is not true. You know, but I can search best cold weather NFL teams, and I guarantee you some of them are going to be from warm weather climates. That's just personnel more than anything, and yeah, practice.
Well, personnel matters, but you want to practice the way you're going to play. I love this
take. But to say...
People are loving this take, by the way.
Well, I think I'm actually ahead of the curve here. I want to have good practices.
Ahead of the curve. You can have good practices.
You can't have good as good
a
practice.
Good practice is symbolizing what you're going to do on Sunday, practicing in those situations. That's good practice. It's not just because it's just the most fluid, most fast practice.
It is. That's where you're wrong. It is.
We'll get back
you have
into
to
this.
Game plan. You have to be able to, you know, get. I just did a quick search here. Best NFL cold weather
here
teams.
We go.
I'm going to read them all. I'm not going to leave any out, okay? Baltimore Ravens, okay. New England Patriots, okay.
That's cold.
Indianapolis Colts, where do they play?
They play in a dome.
Dallas Cowboys, where do they play?
They play in a dome.
So it doesn't.
Is that all time?
This is as of 2017. I just did the first one that came up. Yeah, it's the first one that came up.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of that. We'll get more into this. If y'all want to weigh in on this and just take the OG to the woodshed, go ahead. 713-572-4610 to get in on that. Rockets choke last night. They were up 127-119 with 109 remaining in the fourth. However, the Nets send it to overtime. Rockets then have the lead by 7 with 128 remaining in OT. Take the L. James Harden with 58. His 18th straight game with at least 30 points. And college football news, if you were listening to us yesterday, we were the first to tell you that Jalen Hurts will be transferring to Oklahoma, the former Alabama quarterback. Other news in college football, Texas Longhorn quarterback Shane Buechele has also entered the transfer
portal.
We'll
get back on the portal.
He's going to transfer there. I'll just say before we go to break, I love this transfer portal. I think the one thing that college football doesn't have that all the other major sports have, unless you're into recruiting, which I'm not, I like – I don't think it's overrated. I just don't get into these high school kids and what they're doing. This transfer portal has made the college football season, offseason, as exciting as any other offseason in sports.
All right, it has.
He's stuck. John is stuck on this cold thing.
I'm
as
not
soon
stuck
as he gets
on,
in this, he
I'm
gets
right.
in the phone, and he can't even answer the transfer portal. You believe this take? We got Spoon the Web Guy looking at you, the guy who you fat shame about six times a day looking at you. He's not even shaking his head because you fat shame. All right, coming up next, we're going to do these. We're going to start the second half of the program. We're going to take the OG to the woodshed for this take. We'll reset that take.
I mean,
we'll
you can be wrong all you want. News in the you NFL. Can be wrong all day. It doesn't bother me a bit.
That's the beauty of this whole
Spoon,
thing.
Spoon, you can be as wrong as you want. Doesn't bother me because I'm right.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of this show. It's okay to be wrong. We're just having some fun. It's In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.